This is Ted Kennedy. The honeymoon between Congress and the administration could end suddenly if President Bush tries to sell arms to the Middle East. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's been smooth sailing for the Bush administration these past few weeks. A blip or two, perhaps, like the fiasco over the tax on savings accounts, but nothing to mar the honeymoon yet. But that could change suddenly if the administration goes forward with the rumored sale of fighter planes and missiles to Saudi Arabia and the other Arab nations in the Middle East. The Reagan administration was notorious for arms deals, Al. They never met a weapons sale they didn't like. Some of the most bruising foreign policy battles between Congress and the administration came over destabilizing arms deals in the Middle East. $6 billion to Saudi Arabia alone, AWACS planes, Sidewinder, Harpoon, and Stinger missiles, even F-15 fighters. Keep the honey in the honeymoon, Al. Put a lid on those arms deals and give the peace process a better chance.
Come on, Ted. Those countries in the Middle East are going to arm themselves defensively, whether we sell the arms to them or not. They can and have turned to Britain, France, China, or the Soviet Union for their big stick arsenal. Crazy. If the United States sells arms to any country, we have the chance to put on some conditions and assure that the concerns of our allies in the region are satisfied. Then we have the additional benefit of the money from the hardware and the support services we provide. We can ill afford to lose any opportunities to be of a positive influence in the Middle East. If those nations are forced to turn elsewhere for arms, Israel's security will be irreparably harmed, especially if the Arab countries turn to the suppliers who offer the arms that are potentially even more threatening and destructive to Israel. Sounds absolutely goofy to me. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the judicial confirmation process. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.